USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The World Health Organization is changing the way it names variants of the coronavirus, it says, to simplify the nomenclature around the most concerning strains. The variant first identified in the UK, known as the B117 strain, will now be known as the Alpha variant, the strain from South Africa to be called the Beta variant, the Indian strain called Delta, and the Brazilian strain will be known as the Gamma variant. The WHO says it will continue to use Greek letters for any future strains that rise to the level of being a variant of concern. And on his first Memorial Day in office, President Joe Biden paid tribute to the nation's fallen heroes at Arlington National Cemetery.
Remember those who gave their all in the service of America, in the service of freedom, in the service of justice. Remember their sacrifice, their valor, and their grace.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.